Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
People ask me if I like flying. I say, no, I hate flying. Oh, you're scared to fly? No, I just hate the airlines. I wish there was a way to fly without involving the airlines. But Mark Phillip and James both sent me the story. From England, man sent bailiffs to the airport for his Wizz Air refund. And yes, apparently there's an airline called Wizz Air. W-I-Z-Z, Wizz Air. Okay, from the BBC.com, passengers sent bailiffs to the Luton airport to confront Wizz Air over money owed to him after his family's flights were canceled at the last minute. And you probably know this, but in America, if you've got a flight someplace that you bought tickets for and they cancel it, there's rules about what they've got to do to accommodate you on a future flight and so on. And Mark Phillip told me that the rules in England are quite the same, meaning that the airline has an obligation to take care of you. So the man said he was left with little choice but to find another route to Portugal, which cost him £4,500. And he kept waiting for Wizz Air to reimburse him, and he waited several months. And then he wound up going to court. And when they didn't pay, apparently he got a judgment. He sent the bailiffs to the airport and said, can you guys go get my money? And with a judgment, you can do that. So Wizz Air paid up, apologized, and said it fell short of our own aspirations and our customers' expectations. Because obviously, if you're buying tickets on Wizz Air, your expectations are quite high. So the way customers have been treated by Wizz Air has been shocking, shambolic, and shoddy, says the guy behind the story here. He's a property expert from Brentwood in Essex. He told this to the BBC. Shocking, shambolic, and shoddy. Alliteration. He had booked flights from Luton to Faro in January of last year for a family holiday with his wife and daughters in the May half term. He awoke early in the morning of their flight to find a message from Wizz Air saying that the flight had been canceled with no explanation, no alternative offered, and no apology. So again, the shocking, shambolic, and shoddy behavior led to the no alternative offered, no apology, no explanation. I had to wake my three daughters and tell them we weren't going on a holiday. They were very upset. With hotels, transfers, and an airport lounge already paid for, he said the only viable option was to find another carrier, which the family took the following day. So he managed to save the vacation, but they lost a day, and it cost him a bunch more money. Those flights, together with money lost on a night in a hotel room, other expenses, cost him £4,500. On his return, he tried to get recompense from Wizz Air. There's somebody there whose job it is to go, Wizz Air, may I help you? Wizz Air, may I help you? But he said it took almost 2 months for the cost of his original flights to be returned along with other legal compensation. But he said Wizz Air repeatedly ignored his claim for consequential losses, which is the extra £4,500 that he incurred. So he took his case to the county court, but Wizz Air ignored the judgment. So he did, in fact, get a judgment against Wizz Air. And so bailiffs were then sent to the Wizz Air desk at the Luton Airport. Their option was to hand over the money or the bailiffs would start taking stuff. That's my interpretation of it. It might have been chairs, tables, computers, or an aircraft even. He joked that he might have liked a plane at home, but the company did pay him his money. So taking his case to court cost him about £180 in court fees, plus £60 to send in the bailiffs, although additional costs associated with a bailiff visit would have also had to be paid by Wizz Air. The victim here said, increasingly businesses are thinking they can treat customers like dirt, and I'm determined to eradicate that. I love this guy's vocabulary. My message is where big companies stonewall you. If you persevere, you can get what is owed to you. A spokesperson for Wizz Air said, in the summer of 2022, due to unprecedented levels of disruption across Europe and the UK, which affected the entire industry, we fell short of our own aspirations and our customers' expectations. When things went wrong, we did not react quickly enough to manage the high volume of customer claims that resulted from this disruption. We're sorry about this, and we are working to ensure that our customers' experiences with Wizz is better this year. Since December, Wiz has paid all county court judgments where it received the judgment and is continuing to work to settle all other outstanding claims as quickly as possible. So simply put, the man's flight was canceled. He had to cover it by getting flights elsewhere. The consequential damages that arose from the cancellation cost him £4,500. He filed a lawsuit in the district court, the lower court there, and I apologize if I got the name of the court wrong, but he filed it in a trial court there. He got a judgment for £4,500, and then Wizz Air didn't pay the judgment timely, and so he sent in the bailiffs. And that is the exact same process you'd have here in America. And so I can tell you that I've had occasions, as many of you probably know, because I've done stories about this, where on behalf of a client, I got a judgment against somebody. I call up their attorney and say, what are you going to do? They go, well, we're going to appeal this, or we're going to pay you whatever, but just calm down, because you get 21 days usually to do something. Day 22 rolls by, no appeal's been filed. I contact the attorney. He goes, don't know what to tell you. I can't get a hold of my client, but we're not filing an appeal. So worse comes to worse, somewhere down the line, I actually contact a bailiff or somebody who's authorized to do this. And I go to the courts and I get a writ of execution. And a writ of execution is a document signed by a judge that confirms that there is, in fact, an outstanding judgment and that the judgment has not been satisfied. And therefore, a bailiff or somebody else authorized to do this can go to wherever the defendant owes the money is and execute on the judgment. And what that often means in Michigan, for instance, is the bailiff will come into a place and go, okay, I'm here to execute on the judgment. Are you going to pay us? Here's the judgment. Are you going to pay us? And if they say, we haven't got cash, the bailiff can then grab stuff and take it and auction it off to recover the money. And I've had that happen many times. I've had it also happen where the bailiff called me on his cell phone and said, Steve, I'm standing on the guy's front porch right now. And he says that he's willing to pay me, but he wants me to accompany him to the bank. I go, do whatever you think is best. But I can also tell you some dear friends of mine who got a judgment against one of the big three automakers. Think Ford, GM, or Chrysler back in the day. Those are the big three in Michigan. And a friend of mine who's an attorney who does the same kind of law I do, got a judgment on behalf of a client, which was fairly sizable, against one of the big three. And the time for appeals rolled by, and they weren't paid, and no appeal had been filed. And so my friend, the attorney, contacted his counterpart at the big three automaker there and said, when do we get paid? And the guy said, well, I'm talking to my client now, but you know, we'll get to you when we get to you. And after a little more time went by, my friend went to court, got a writ of execution, and sent the bailiff to the world headquarters. And the bailiff walked in to the world headquarters. When you walk into the building right then and there, there's a front desk with someone sitting there. They don't say, hey, Wizz Air, may I help you? They'd say, Ford, GM, or Chrysler, may I help you? And the guy goes, yeah, I'm a bailiff, and I have a writ of execution right here. And if I don't get money to satisfy this ASAP, I'm going to start taking stuff. And the guy's allowed to do that. And he can grab a computer. He can grab the chair of the person sitting on. He can grab their phone system. He can grab the potted plants if he wants to. He can grab the paintings off the wall. But generally speaking, when there's the bailiff down in the lobby and they place that panicked phone call to legal, somebody runs down with a checkbook and says, how much do we owe you? And cuts them a check. And there are other famous stories like that. There's another famous story about a personal injury attorney here in Michigan, does a lot of medical malpractice, got a very large judgment against one of the most famous hospitals in southeastern Michigan, and they didn't pay the judgment. And time came and went to pay it. No appeal was filed. And the attorney calls up his counterpart and says, where's my money? And they go, well, we're just waiting for the president to get back, and we're going to talk to him about it, and then he might cut you a check. But we'll, you know, got to wait. No. Sends bailiffs with a bunch of Ryder rental trucks over to the emergency room of the hospital. And they walk in with the writ of execution and say, you owe us money. And by the way, when I do this, this is the symbolic legal display of the writ of execution. He goes, you owe us money. And unless someone starts coughing up money, we're going to start hauling stuff out of here. Out of the emergency room. Now, they didn't actually go that far, but there was a bunch of rental trucks in the parking lot that were ready to be loaded up. And so very quickly, somebody placed a phone call, and before you know it, they reached a guy who was golfing about 200 miles away, who apparently was an executive at the hospital. And they got him on his cell phone. And as he finishes screaming at the person who disrupted him while he's golfing, voice the other and says, sir, there's an attorney here with a deputy and a writ of execution. And he says he's going to start hauling stuff out if we don't pay him right now. And so the guy on the golf course says, well, can you hand the phone to the attorney? So they hand the phone to the attorney. And the guy on the golf course goes, how do I make you leave? And he goes, hand me a check. And guy on the golf course, who's apparently like, you know, 9 holes into an 18-hole game, goes, first thing Monday morning. Guy at the hospital goes, no, I'm not waiting until Monday morning. Sorry. And he hangs the phone up. Very, very shortly thereafter, another phone call comes in. And apparently, the guy in the golf course got a helicopter to come out and grab him and bring him to the hospital. And on the way there, he called and said, I'm coming down. I'm going to come down and hand you a check personally. And that's what they did. And so I've had people tell me, they say, Steve, you know something? You can get a judgment against somebody, but they don't want to pay you. They don't have to pay you. Well, if they go into bankruptcy and the judgment's dischargeable in bankruptcy, that might be true. But you can chase somebody for quite some time. And now, don't get me wrong, there's stubborn people out there who will make you jump through all kinds of hoops, and eventually you get the money, and they're like, ha, 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 I made you work for it. You know, this guy just wanted his 4,500 pounds from Wizz Air. So, but those are a couple collection stories for you. But this man sent the bailiffs to the airport to get his Wizz Air refund. Stories from the BBC.com. Mark Phillip and James both sent it. Mark Phillip's a good guy over there. Sends me a lot of stuff from the British Isles. I love the stories. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll just talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I travel because I'd rather look back at my life saying, I can't believe I did that, instead of, if only I had.